things. So that could be routines and predictability.
Hi, my name is Colleen Shaw, and I'm an executive functions girl coach. And this could not be more true. She really nails it. When your child is in a state of dysregulation, the same goes for their executive function. They are not going to be able to access the ability to task initiate homework, to stay focused and sustain attention when tasks are hard and difficult, tolerate frustration. And so in order to prevent that inevitable homework battle, the best thing that you can do is to stay regulated and to find those tips and tools that help you to keep those triggers at bay and recognize when you are getting in a state of dysregulation so that you can show up for your child and support them through the transition to the beginning of the school year. Transitions are always going to be really triggering for neurodivergent students. And the more you know, the better you can prepare.